Texas. A4MD and 0TR, you're solidly into the computer. Our computer. Repeater. I'll wake up. My name's Tom.
Good morning, Tom. Yeah, we talked the other day. I'm using a Linko DR 605 Tango, and I got flashing display here. I think it's a microprocessor in it, so that's... And I might as well go and buy a new radio because can't change it. Back to you.
Can't you change on it?
The microprocessor itself, I talked to a person out in Washington State on the Elenco DR605, and he said that the microprocessor is programmed outside, or on the circuit board, rather, instead of being able to program it by itself.
I'm certain it's surface mount technology and all, so it's just a write-off, isn't it?
Basically, but I can still use it. I mean, the display, like I said, flashes, but that's no big deal. I can see what I need to see, and I'm only using low power right now. So as long as it works, I've got a Radio Shack HTX 212, and it's an oldie but goldie, but it still functions on 2 meters at least.
Okay, and... It's got white noise in it, maybe 60-40, I would say, and but very any problems. Well, I think your bill, you said, 41 degrees this morning, still got 10-mile-an-hour winds peaking out there, and it feels like 34, so... chilly day, but a beautiful day.
QSL. I wholeheartedly agree. It was. I get up before 5 a.m. every day. So, yeah, the temperature's got a little warmer, at least right now, and I think you're right. I think it's going to be an absolutely beautiful day. Sorry about the background. It's my wife calling.
Well, you better answer that War Department. I'll talk to you later, Bill. This is N0TR.
N0TR, WA4MD. Yeah, she's working today, so she's probably wondering what I'm up to. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you a little bit down the road there. Yeah, just a quick question. You say the audio, is it okay?
Absolutely, it's fine. Could be a little stronger, but very little. And the... background white noise is there, but like I said, you're about 60%, maybe 70% audio, and 20-40% is white noise in there.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, well, I'll kick it up to high then on that, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Hopefully, you can tell me if it's still got the white noise and the audio is better. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. N0TR, WA4MD. Got to go check with the White House here.
You have a good day. Pleasure's all mine. And I'm sure that'll take out any white noise you might have. 73. This is N0TR. Clear.
KN4VWA. Mobile.
Well, good morning, Steve. N0TR. Stationary.
Well, I'm down here crossing over Lake Hartwell, down in Townville. Been down here working today. What you up to, Tom?
I was just looking at the emails here. I look at Costco, they got bamboo paper towels. Nature's way. I think I'd pass on that.
Don't you want to be economically, not economically, but ecologically responsible?
But that's a little beyond my ecological ability. I'm more into this farmed white shrimp at $3 off per package here at Costco's A good friend of mine had shrimp last night for dinner, and it looked awful good. Problem is, it's got some kind of stuff in it. I can't remember the name of it, purine or something, that is not good for gout. I have very little gout, but it, when you wake it up, it hurts.
I'll tell you what, your friends over at Aldi have got a half pound of scallops for $10, frozen. And I bought my flounder at Costco, and every once in a while, Sue and I just have us a fish fry.
Channel catfish last night. And that's my favorite. Phil told me about the tuna at Costco's being very good. It is. It's fresh caught tuna. And I never was a fan of it, but Bernice found a recipe from our daughter Amy that was really good. I think if you add enough sugar to anything, it's good. I don't know about good for you. But flounder's delicious. When we used to go down to Simpsonville, we stopped there at that Silver Bay. I really like that flounder. It's delicious.
To the Lake Bowen Fish Camp.
Dusty.
Have you ever been up to the Lake Bowen Fish Camp?
I've never been to Lake Bowen, to be honest with you. I think it's just up northeast a little ways, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something. That's the old-fashioned fish camp, buddy. They do a real good job. And I've never had better flounder than there, except for what I prepared myself.
This is N0TR. Well, when you got a chef right here in the room with you, it's hard for me to drive that far to get fish, but we don't eat out that much, Steve. But my favorite's always been channel cat. When we go out to the farm, I just catch them there at my brother-in-law's pond, and he had a fish feeder there. Just throw your line out there and have a ball. But they have no fishy smell. They have no fishy taste. They're kind of neutral. And then a little tartar sauce on them, and they are good.
Look at me kind of funny when I say, can I have some tartar sauce, some ketchup, and some Texas Pete? I take the three of them and mix them together in equal parts. Boy, that's good stuff.
That just confirmed it. You're just like my neighbor. Everything he eats, he puts Texas Pete on it.
Texas Pete on everything. I put it on my hot dog. And I put it on my sauce for my fish. And I put it in my chili. I gotta have it in my chili.
Wrong. Boy, I'm telling you. But I guess a little hot stuff's not bad. But I can't tolerate real hot. About the hottest thing I can tolerate is Publix spicy chicken wings. And once in a while, you bite in a little bit on the hot side, but they just got enough in them that they're just delicious down here on Wade Hampton, anyways.
Bragging on them a couple of times.
Well, you know, Publix is just a good store overall. Well, the daughter sent us some pictures from Aruba. They're down there right now and having a good time. You got to be checked, Bill told me, 3 days before you come back. And so I texted her about that this morning. She says, yes, they do it right here in the hotel, Dad.
Check you coming in and going out, huh?
Before you even get on the plane coming in, you have to have that expensive COVID test, which I think is in excess of $100 a piece. So there goes $400. And then you got to have a test as you enter Aruba, I guess. and then you're going to have a test at least 3 days before. They'll even let you on the airplane, Bill said, before you come back. And then you got to self-quarantine for a week or two once you get back. I don't know. I think it's a little bit too much for me. Bob and Bill, they canceled their trip down there just because of all of that crud. And if you happen to come back positive, well, then you got to stay there for another week or two. You miss your flight. The flight isn't paid for, and you got to buy another ticket. I think Amy, she buys the insurance whenever she goes.
Monitoring.
We might have got a phone call or something.
Hey, Russ.
Just being polite. I was just, you know,
waiting my turn. And all good morning to both of you. It's still morning, I see. Anyway, and all, and how's Tom doing today?
And normal operating procedure, standard operating procedure, lower back pain, but, maybe three this morning. So doing good, beautiful day. We had 30 degrees for the low. Hendersonville had 22 or 25, somewhere in there. And Justice said his dad said that if it was 22 and they had a good wind, it might not damage the crop. But if it was just clear blue sky and steady, and at that temperature, they'd lose 90% of the apple crop. Go ahead, Steve.
Was dead calm this morning. Finally picked up to about 2 before I left, and it was 28 when I left.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it was, I don't know what temperature got down to here last night, but it got kind of cold, so anyway, but it's supposed to still be cold tonight, another chance tomorrow night, so I guess we'll have to just see what happens, and hopefully my folks just up the road from me that have the strawberries, they will survive, and we'll have to see what happens there and go from there. But anyway, just good morning to both of you. Just turned on the radio to see what was going on. Go ahead, Tom.
Good to hear you. Steve, we had wind here. Pretty good gusts. Not like it was yesterday, but I think it's going to come back up. Right now we're showing 5 out of the northwest and 9-mile-an-hour gusts. But down there in Aruba, it's 70 or 80 every day. And I'm going to log in and look at some pictures here in a little bit. She sent some. I'm looking for my Gmail password. I can't find it.
You know, once the Ides of March have passed on through, that we won't be able to buy a breeze in the heat of the summer.
At that time, I didn't get all of that, but Steve, that time you got a lot of noise in the background. Anyway, well, I'm just sitting here trying to get up caught up on a couple of things on the computer and trying to do that and trying to get some work done, but what I'm looking for is not here, so I'm going to have a nice little phone call to the folks that are supposed to send me the documents so I can get them and, you know, get the things done that I'm supposed to be doing today. But, we'll see what happens and go from there. Anyway, and also, Tom, what's on your and Bernice's plans for today?
Not sure. Bernice has got to go down and pick up an eye prescription at Walmart. We was going to do that on the way back from the eye doctor's yesterday. Everything checked out fine. But, you know, there was 2 semi-trucks there at, what's that street? Edwards Mill Road. As you were going to turn left onto Wade Hampton, and they were fully loaded and probably shifted 5 or 6 times before they even got around the curve. And I just said to heck with it. She didn't need it for a few more days, so we just went ahead and come on to Lowe's and took back a couple of gallons of this supposedly clear stuff that you put on the, we got, looks like bricks that lined the driveway, and they were getting all faded out. And I got the wrong stuff, of course. So we took that back and then come on home. Oh, had to go to the bank and move some money around so we can pay our bills. But other than that, not a whole lot doing today, Rusty. This is Enduro TR. Go ahead, Steve.
Good day. I'm going to bail out on you. I'm trying to motivate up through here through the traffic on 85. I'm going to see if I can do it without getting run over by an 18-wheeler. Good day, fellas. Stay informed. Yeah, carry on.
If you get run over by an 18-wheeler, it's of a company that has a lot of money, so you can collect it, or your wife can collect the, you know, after it's all over. Have a good day, Steve. Be careful out there. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
Hey, man, trying to stay from being run over by a truck on I-85. Don't you know they're the king of the road out there, Steve, and own it? Because that's about 90% of the traffic. Oh, I don't like mixing in with those 80,000-pound beasts, but, you know, they got to eat, too, and they bring all of our stuff, so I can't criticize them too much. Oh, well, Rusty, that's about it. We're just going to light out for Walmart in a little bit. Bernice sitting here reading the newspaper.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm deciding whether I need to go to the grocery store to pick up anything here in a little bit. I don't know. And just trying to get things done around the house today. Just too blooming cold to work outside. Breezes up pretty good bit over here at my house, so I guess I'll have to see what's going to happen over here and how, you know. But anyway, it's been good, and you worked anything good on the radio lately?
Rusty, I didn't work that contest, and I haven't been on for a week or so. And I look at the QRZ every day, but I haven't seen anything there. But, you know, if it's foreign in the left-hand column and foreign in the right-hand column, there's no propagation to the United States unless you see a bunch of USA calls in there, and there's been none.
Talking about, I've been looking at that myself, and, you know, there's not really a whole lot of anything in there. I didn't work the contest over the weekend, and I don't know whether it's just that I don't like sitting in this chair for hours and hours and hours and then fighting against the people that are running 1,000 watts and all that stuff to blast you off of it, so I don't know. I guess I'll get in there. There's another contest this weekend, I think. There's a Polish contest this weekend going on, you know. W2T.
It should have started, what's today, Friday? Oh, well, this time tomorrow, 1500. I read about that. And I've worked a zillion people from Poland, but I think that might be fun. But the sunspots will drop back down to zero here at the end of the month, Rusty.
Well, if they're going to drop to zero, then we won't have any propagation at all. And also, you divining that from your brain there, Tom?
No, it was on the ARRL website there. It's been zero for, I'm going to guess, I read it yesterday, about a week. And it was up in the 20s, but I don't see any change in it, at least for the near future. And as long as it remains zero, there's not going to be much there as far as DX goes.
Yeah, that's what it is. And also, oh well, you know, I guess we'll have to deal with what we got to deal with and see how it's going. Oh, but just sitting here messing, waiting on some paperwork to come in. Somebody's supposed to be emailing me some paperwork this morning so I can finish it up and get it turned back in, and haven't gotten that yet. So, you know, it's trying to get things done and trying to catch up to stuff when you can't catch up to stuff, you know.
We was just getting a laugh here. We are looking at some pictures from Aruba the kid sent us, and Isaac's 14 years old, and he makes the rest of them look like dwarfs. Head taller, and size 16 shoe, if you can believe that. What's that?
Hi, Rusty.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, when today's kids seem to grow up to be much bigger and taller than their parents. I've got a family friend. It's actually the daughter of my preacher that used to be at my church years ago, and she's got kids now. And she had a picture the other day. Took a family picture the other day, and there's no one in her family that is not shorter than her. Everybody is taller than her, and she says it feels like she's living with the seven giants instead of the seven dwarfs, you know.
Well, Rusty, I got to run down the hall here. My Lasik's just talking to me, and good talking to you this morning. Like I said, we're just sitting here looking at some short movies from the kids. Bill said it's a real pain to go out of the country now and back and all the tests you got to do. But they seem to be having some fun down there on the beach. Expensive fun, I'm afraid. But they needed to get out. They've been working from home, and the kids are all cramped up, and it'll be good for them if they can get back and pass all of the COVID tests. 73 is Rusty, and you have a good day. I'll catch you after a while. W2T and 0TR.
Fine, Tom. You and Bernice have a good day. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
P-N-5-T-S-A.
I should go ahead.
See, this is November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha, N5CSA. Roger and Anderson, I haven't said hello to you in forever, so I just wanted to say good morning to you before you had to go back to your work.
My work ain't getting very much. I'm very much retired. I'm just trying to get some things for one of my hobbies done. And trying to get in touch with the proper people and getting all my answers answered, so I guess I'm going to have to find out what's going on and talk to somebody else and see if I can solve some of these problems. Anyway, good to hear you, Roger. Take it easy out there. My paperwork finally popped in. Let me go because I got to call the guy that sent it to me. Talk to you later. And N5CSA, W2T, 73s for now.
Good to hear you. N5CSA, mobile.